You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes, welcome back to The Wire. We are now joined live by the phone by Labor Minister Andrew Little. Kia ora, Andrew. How are you going today?
Kia ora, very well, thank you.
Very good to hear. So, the New Zealand Herald have published yesterday this piece. It contradicts the former Prime Minister John Key's statements that he made in 2014 about the abandonment of a surveillance scheme, Speargun, with the GCSB. So Key announced the scrapping of Project Speargun, which was intended to scan all internet traffic coming into New Zealand in March 2013. The Herald have documents that prove it continued development beyond that, and that Key knew in July 2013 it was possible Snowden, Edward Snowden, would reveal details of it. Key hasn't responded to Fisher's requests for comment, Fisher being the Herald reporter who published the piece. The Herald says that it had waited 5 days as of yesterday for a response from yourself, the current minister responsible for the GCSB. I was just wondering, why has it taken you this long to respond? 5 days is quite a long time.
Yeah, there were queries made to my office, and they were treated as a request under the Official Information Act, where there's 20 working days. I became aware of them. I said, no, I'm happy to respond to them as quickly as possible. I had to wait for some advice from officials, and once I had that advice, I responded, and I have spoken to the reporter concerned this morning.
You did? Okay. So, but 5 days is quite a long time. Was it? What sort of advice was it you were seeking out here?
Well, there were a number of queries, obviously, about Speargun at the centre of it. I have no knowledge about Speargun, and I don't have a particular recall about the events of 2013 and John Key. Not that I try to suppress those memories, I just don't. So no point giving an interview when I'm not informed about the issue at heart. So I did that. As every journalist knows, when you make official requests or requests for official information under the Official Information Act, there is a time frame given, 20 working days. I certainly strive to respond much more quickly than that, but I needed to get advice. So those original queries came in, I think, last Thursday, and it took until yesterday for me to get some advice. My initial phone call back to Mr. Fisher was yesterday, but we agreed that because of pressure of time on him, that it'd be better we talked today. So we talked this morning.
All right. So have you been at all waiting to condemn actions of the GCSB and then Prime Minister's office, who met with GCSB officials?
To condemn GCSB, I'm the Minister of GCSB now, so I have oversight responsibility for them. If I'm going to condemn anything, I probably wouldn't go public about that. But I certainly wanted to know, relevant background information.
Right.
And then, I comment appropriately. I mean, I'm not going to make it a habit about commenting much about the intelligence agencies, apart from fulfilling my public accountability role, because the nature of the work they do and the national security function that they perform is that actually there's not a lot that can be put in the public arena.
There was an inquiry made at the time by then Cabinet Secretary Rebecca Kitteridge that found the GCSB had actually little understanding of its own legal obligations and actually had been operating outside of the law for years. There was a March 2013 report stating that there was a decision taken to delay submission of the detailed business case on Spearhead until legislative change was confirmed or enacted, but GCSB Director Andrew Hampton said to the Herald that officials continued to prepare the DBC conscious of that very legislative dependency. Are there any sort of actions that can be taken here to ensure that the GCSB are acting lawfully?
Yeah, I think a lot has changed in that time, not the least of which is the new legislation, the Intelligence and Security Act, but also even before then, one of the critical oversight bodies, which is the Inspector of Intelligence and Security and is now properly beefed up. So I think there's about 7 or 8 staff in her office. And I think it's been pretty clear, you look at the events at the end of 2014, Law was involved in receiving classified information from the Prime Minister's office. Mm-hmm. The Inspector General actually stepped in and gave a pretty scathing report about all that. So I think the combination of new legislation that clearly sets out the powers of the intelligence agencies, what they have to do in order to undertake intrusive activities, which is get warrants. I, as Minister, provide some oversight for that, but also I'm assisted for some of the warrants, the most intrusive ones, by the Commissioner of Warrants. And then there's also the Inspector General's office, which receives every warrant and has the power to investigate every warrant. And she reports every year on, you know, at a high level on the investigations and inquiries that she makes of the services.
Are you worried here that if the Labor League government take any action on this, on GCSB, that it could undermine any further relations with the United States?
I'm not quite sure what action you think the government should be taking. Every government has national security, and the protection of the security of its citizens is a pretty high priority. There are a number of ways we go about that, but that includes also having an intelligence gathering function and obviously an intelligence assessment function. So we do that stuff. I am satisfied from the time I've been a minister and what I have seen that the agencies fully comply with the law that is now in place. And equally, I consider that we have some of the best checks and balances that you'd expect in a democracy that protects citizens' rights. In the end, so every citizen's got the right to go about their lawful business uninterfered with and unmolested by the government, whether acting explicitly or, in secret. Where there is a need for intrusion on people's, personal lives in the interests of national security, then our legislation and the machinery in place around our intelligence agencies provides that protection.
So what is your view on mass surveillance then?
Well, my view on it is that I'm very confident that it doesn't happen. The law is very clear about our intelligence agencies, that if they want to undertake activities that have the potential to bear upon people's personal lives or intrude on people's personal lives, they have to obtain a warrant to do that. And it doesn't matter whether they're going after an individual or multiple people. Anything they do, an activity that they do that has the potential to compromise a citizen's privacy interests, then that has to be the subject of a warrant. And therefore, a case has to be made, has to be justified. And in addition to the Minister and the Commissioner of Warrants signing off on it, it's subject to the scrutiny of the Inspector General.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us, Andrew.
Cheers, thank you.
Have a very good day.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.